Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
Ambassador Carolyn Rodriguez-Burkett of Guyana now in the rotating presidency of the UN Security Council. Despite most of the Council backing a Gaza ceasefire resolution, the U.S. vetoed it, instead backing one more closely tied to the release of the hostages. Nearly 30,000 Palestinian civilians have died in 5 months of war, two-thirds of whom are women and children. But UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the failed resolution could interfere with hostage negotiations.
While we cannot support a resolution that would put sensitive negotiations in jeopardy, we look forward to engaging on a text that we believe will address so many of the concerns we all share.
The White House is becoming more publicly critical of Israel and is pressing to stop an offensive into southern Gaza. Israel says it will go ahead unless the hostages are released, but President Isaac Herzog calls those negotiations challenging.
One has to make sure that we know whether there is anybody who takes decisions on the other side. After all, you're dealing with people who are being hidden and scattered all around Gaza, mostly in the tunnels.
Meanwhile, a California woman is being held by the Russian government on suspicion of treason. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says the U.S. wants access to her.
Russia does not recognize dual citizenship, considers them to be Russian citizens first and foremost. And so oftentimes we have a difficult time getting consular assistance, but we will pursue it in all matters where a U.S. citizen is detained.
As the Republican South Carolina primary nears, Nikki Haley is using the ages of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump to sway her home state's voters.
Trump and Biden are two old men who are only getting older. Nearly 60% of Americans say Trump and Biden are both too old to be president, because they are.
Polls still show Trump leading her by double digits. Haley says she's in the race until Super Tuesday. Early primary voting has started in Michigan, a state Biden narrowly won in 2020. Michigan progressive Rashida Tlaib is urging people there to vote uncommitted to protest Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war.
Right now, we feel completely neglected and just unseen by our government. If you want us to be louder, then come here and vote uncommitted.
Tlaib says she wants to see the White House become firm in its demands for Palestinian safety and self-determination. But meanwhile, Biden's electric vehicle mandate has become a regular talking point for Trump, who calls it a hit on the auto industry.
A vote for Biden is a vote to send tens of thousands of Michigan jobs to China and other places that we don't want them to go. A vote for Trump is a vote to keep those manufacturing jobs in America and add a lot of jobs.
The New York Times reports the White House is planning to relax the mandate's rapid timetable at the request of the big car makers and the United Auto Workers. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different...